one minute at a time. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you this morning for your grace. For your grace and your mercy, Lord. Lord, thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. Thank you this morning, hallelujah. How you bring us through day by day by day by day. Lord, we bless you today, Lord. Lord, we praise you and we honor you and we worship you this morning, Lord. It was your grace and your mercy. Your mercy that's new every morning, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I praise you. I give you the highest praise this morning. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah to the Most High God. You're worthy. Oh God. Lord, we bless you. We worship you this morning. Thank you. We say thank you, Lord. Thanks a million, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. It's your grace and your mercy that's brought us through. Hallelujah. God's grace, church. It's God's grace. It's God's grace. It's God's mercy. It's God's awesomeness. Hallelujah. We can't do without him. We can't live without him. We can't exist without him. He's an awesome God. He is. Hallelujah. He's everything we could ever need. We make him so small sometimes. He's a great God. How great is our God? He's great enough to supply everything you could ever need. It's his grace and his mercy that's got you standing here this morning. It's his grace and his mercy that's got me standing here this morning. It's been a rough week. A very, very rough week. A sick week. But God's grace. God's grace and his mercy. The great God that I serve is the one that gave me the strength to stay in here this morning. Only God can do it. Only God can do it. And I love him so much. I love him so much. I'm so grateful to him this morning. When you say praise the Lord, please don't give me a hand clap. Give me a hallelujah, hallelujah. Give me a hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You give a hand clap to James Brown. James Brown is not your great God, hallelujah. Open up your mouth and praise God this morning. Because he's worthy of all glory, all honor and praise. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How great is our God this morning? How great is your God this morning? Who is your God this morning? And what has he done for you? Oh, I love him so much this morning. He's worthy. He's worthy of all glory, honor, and praise. He's worthy of every hallelujah you could ever give him. You know, hallelujah is the highest praise. When we say praise the Lord, open your mouth. You can't praise God like that. That's not praising God. Praise God. Open your mouth. God said, I inhabit the praises of your people, of my people. When we praise him, when we say hallelujah, do you know God come down, sit right in the midst of us. And whatever we need, he's right there to give it to us. Know why? Because how great is our God. How great is our God? How great is the God that you serve this morning? Oh, I'm so excited about Jesus. I'm so excited about being able to stand up here this morning. Saints of God, the devil is trying to destroy all of us. Linda had to remind me this week as we were praying. I said, Lord, last week, I said, God, why am I so stiff? Why can't I move like I should? And he says, because you sit down too much, you lay down too much. And so I moved. God speak to me, I move. all of a sudden, I couldn't even get up. I was sick as I could be. Because you know why? The enemy heard what God said. The enemy saw me move, but he is trying to put me back in that same condition that I was. But I refuse to let him cripple me anymore. I refuse to let him take my strength from me. He did for a couple of days. He did. Linda had to remind me. This is why you're going through what you're going through. Because I made a decision. I'm going to do what God tells me. I'm not tired. Why should I be tired? That's what God said. You're not tired. Why do you let the enemy say you're tired? You're not doing anything. So why you should let the enemy tell you you're tired? And then you get tired and you sit down. And then you want to lay there and stay up about a few hours. Then you go lay on the bed. And the bed always saps all your strength out of you. So I just want to say this morning, we serve a great God, a mighty God, a God that if we ask him anything, he'll tell us. He really will. He really will. I was sitting down there this morning. The devil was telling me, you know you don't feel good. You know you ought to tell Sheila, go ahead and preach. I'm telling you, he said right there. He talked to me. He come to church, you know. Yeah, he come to church too. Don't think the devil don't come to church, because he comes to church too. And he said there, and he said, you don't feel good. I said, I feel fine. Yep. He said, no, you don't. I'm serious. He talked to you like a natural born man. He said, you're sweating. He said, you're hot. I said, I still feel good. I said, I serve a great God. Amen. I had to preach to myself before I got out of that chair this morning. I said, the God that I serve is great enough, is worthy enough, is faithful enough to keep me from falling. Because you know what he said? You're going to fall out. Honestly, I'm telling you what the devil said to me, sitting right there, in that chair right there. The devil is the first one in church. Yes. But God built the church. Amen. If he don't allow him to come in, he won't come in. Amen. But my sermon today is how great is our God. You know, we make God so teeny sometimes. We don't realize how wonderful he is, how magnificent he is. And that's why we allow the enemy to take control of us. Saints of God, it's time now for us to take a righteous stand. It's time now for us to believe God for who he said he is. Turn with me to Isaiah 40. It was God's grace, you know. It's God's grace. You know, every song that you sung this morning just truly lifted up God, lifted up who he really is. And it just blessed my heart, because that just confirms what God says. He said, I'm a great God. I have everything that you need. We need to rise up and take our rightful place so that the world will see that our God is for real. You know, people said there ain't no God. They really said. But the Bible said a fool has said in his heart, there ain't no God. I know ain't none of us in here saying there ain't no God. And we talking about the great and the mighty, the almighty Jehovah. Hallelujah. We ain't talking about them little teeny gods that they put in their pocket and carry around. We talking about our great God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to talk a little bit about who God is and how great he is, okay? So that you know who you're serving. Sometimes we don't realize who we're serving because we can't see him with our naked eye. But you need to read what the word of God says about it. He says about himself, amen? Okay, comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem, to God's miracle church, and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed and that her sin has been paid for. Did you know that? Did you know your sin's been paid for? Every one of them. But don't you know the devil will try to take your mind back? You remember when you did that, and you know God is not pleased at it. God is pleased at you because your sins have been forgiven. It's over, saints of God. Don't let the devil take you back and try to keep you in bondage. We've been set free. And whom the Son has set free is free indeed. But we let the devil sometime keep saying, I remember when you smoked. I remember when you drank. I remember when you ran up and down the road. I said, sure did. Thank God he delivered me from it. And I've been set free. My sins have been washed away with the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. But that's why we stay in so much bondage sometimes. Because, yeah, we're not perfect people. We're not perfect people. But Jesus didn't wait to die until you became a perfect person. Amen. We are being perfected day by day by day. So do not let the enemy trick you in getting in a slump or feeling bad about yourself. God don't feel bad about you. God loves you. And you serve a great God, a mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That her sins have been paid for. That she have received for the Lord's hand double for all your sins. That's why you're sitting here today. That's why you're saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. That's why you got a heavenly home. That's why when we leave out of here, we know we're going right into the arms of Jesus. Right in the arms of Jesus. Your sins are forgiven. Because we serve such a great God, and God don't hold it against us what we did in the past. What's in the past is in the past, and all of us ain't free from what's in the present. Amen? But God loves us anyway, and he's perfecting us day by day by day. Amen? A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the land. Make straight in the wilderness a highway to our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all mankind together will see it, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. What God says is so. God is revealing himself even now in this nation. God is revealed. Look around. Yeah, you see all the ugliness, and you see all the craziness going on. See, we don't hear about the wonderful things that God is doing, how Jesus is showing up and revealing himself personally to people. See, God will go to any length to save his people. God will go to any length to draw his people to him, because we serve a great and a mighty God. Amen. Great and a mighty God, one that laid down his life. See, he put on flesh, hallelujah, allowed them to hang him on the cross, hallelujah. He did that, you know. He put on flesh, you know, God, three in one. He put on flesh and allowed them to hang him on the cross so that I would be saved. If it had just been me, God would have allowed him to do that. Hallelujah. A voice says, cry out and I shall. What shall I cry? All men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, and the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. You see, I think she said something about breath this morning. If God withhold his breath, all of you, all of us, we're gone. We're gone. Wouldn't even make it out this church. We're gone. But God is the one that breathed breath in us. God is the one that gave us his breath. That's why we're made in the image of God. If God is a great God, then you're great people. If we are made in the image of God, then you're great people. Hallelujah. Don't let the world tell you you're not great. Don't let the enemy tell you you're not great. Don't let your families tell you. God said we're made in his image, and God is a great God. So we are great people. Amen. Hallelujah. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flowers fall. But the word of our God does what? Stands forever. If God said it, that settles it. If God promised you something, it's so. It's finished. If God said by Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. I don't care about how bad tear down, I am. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. Hallelujah. If God say I'm free, because whom the Son set free is free indeed, then I'm free. Amen. If God say I'm the head and not the tail, the beginning and not the end, then that's who I am, because I'm a great person, because I serve a great God, and he lives on the inside me, which makes me a great person. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm a great person. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I bless you this morning. Hallelujah. If God promised you, he promised you. He promised you. And you know what he promised you. Hold fast to it. Hold fast to it. Hallelujah. God said so. God said so. Just hold. Just hold. Holy, holy, holy. God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. He's an awesome God. Whew. You who bring good tidings to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good tidings to Jerusalem, lift up your voice and a shout. Lift it up. Do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. When I said, there's nothing wrong with clapping, don't get me wrong, but open your mouth and praise God. That's what praises are. Open your mouth and say, I praise you, Lord. I love you, Lord. You're wonderful. Praise him for who he really is. Just open your mouth. He loves it. He loves to hear our voice. You know that? Know why? Because he gave us these voices just so we could praise him. You know, it's all right to clap, but I like to hear you praise him. I like to see some teeth. Open up your mouth and praise God. Hallelujah. See, the sovereign Lord, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and his arms rule for him. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accomplished him. He's the sovereign Lord. He has power. Amen. He tends his flock like a shepherd. You are his flock, you know. We are his sheep. He watches over us. You know, some I learned about a shepherd. They build a sheepfold right at the house, onto the house. So if something happened, if a wolf come while they are in the house, and they are right there to protect that sheep. That's the kind of God we serve. That's the kind of God we serve. He takes care of us just like a shepherd takes care of his sheep. But even better, he takes care of us because he is our shepherd. Amen. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. I just want to go through this morning to let you know the kind of God you serve. And I want you to think about it. I want you to think about it. Even when we're going through trials and tribulations and ups and downs, and the days don't look so good and don't look like the sun gonna shine for 2 or 3 days, you know, I want you to know the God that's still with you. He's the God of the light and the God of the dark. He's with you when you're in the valley, and he's with you when you're on the mountain. Amen. I just want you to know this morning, hallelujah, that we serve an awesome God. We serve a great God. I just want you to know this morning, there ain't nothing that you need that he wouldn't do for you. There's nothing, hallelujah, that you need that he wouldn't give you. I want you to know that this morning. So when things get rough, hallelujah, and trials come, hallelujah, we won't fall down, hallelujah. We'll just fall into his arms because he's a mighty God, hallelujah. He's an awesome God, hallelujah. I just want you to know that this morning. I just want you to take time to just analyze who your God is. Who you are serving, hallelujah. I want you to know he's not no teeny God like that. He's a mighty God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, he's a God, hallelujah, that don't have to take time from me to listen to you. He can hear every one of us at one time, hallelujah. Because when you think about a God like that, he's got millions and billions of prayers going up to him every day, sometime every minute of every day. And you know something? He's answering every one of them. Every one of them. He takes time to answer every one of them. He's an awesome God. I love him so much this morning. God has brought me through so much even just this week. And I can't do nothing but give him praise. I can't do that but lift him up. Because it's certainly been a rough, rough week. But God. But God. I know God brought my pastors through. It's been amazing. I recognize the enemy. He's trying to destroy all of us. Because God's moving mightily. God is moving mightily. Yes, he's trying to make us think that nothing is happening. But I tell you the truth. Just hold on just a little bit longer. Just a little bit longer, hallelujah. Because God is an awesome God. Here's another thing that God does in verse 12. Who has measured the water in the hollow of his hand? Or with the breath of his hand marked off the heavens. Now, is that a big God or not? Is that a great God? If he can hold the Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, the Indian Ocean, I mean, my ocean is here, a lot of oceans, the Arctic Ocean. If he can hold them in the palm of his hand, is he not a great God? Is he not a God that we can trust? Is he not a God that is able to do abundantly more than we could ever ask or think? Anytime he's standing there holding the oceans in his hands, big old hands. See, we think God is just a little teeny God like that. No, that's Satan. That's what I think it was Isaiah 14 says, that the little man? That the little man that shook the nation. But we serve a big God, a mighty God, an awesome God, hallelujah. And we need to know that. I just want you to know that this morning. I just want you to go out here with that today as you go, because trials are going to come, you know. God's getting ready to really, really blow up his God's miracle church. I'm telling you now because he promised, he said he was doing it, and he said he's doing it. But everything the enemy can do to hinder us, he's going to try it. Think about it. When you fall into trials and tribulation, realize that it ain't nothing but a trick of the enemy. Because God is still moving. He's moving along. He ain't going to stop because the devil, hallelujah, make me feel bad, or pastor feel bad, or Linda, or none of you all, or Linda fall down the steps. God ain't going to stop. God just going to let her roll on down the step, turn the curve, and keep on rolling. And don't break nothing. Ain't that God? That woman should have broke something. But God said, not so. I'm just going to let her see how funny she can look. And you know something, Linda came in last Sunday just laughing. And Janice said, well, funny, was it, Janice? But in my mind's eye, I could see Linda come down there, sir, and then roll on around and come on down. Because that's the kind of God we serve. And out of every bad situation, there's joy. You can get joy, unspeakable joy. You can get peace even in the worst of times. Amen? Whew. God is good. Who has held the dust of the earth in a basket? Now, you know how big this earth is. God takes all the dust of the earth and can put it in a basket, his basket, and hold it. We can't even hold 10 pounds of it. Amen? I just want to let you know this morning how great the God is that you serve. You know, I usually fussing and doing about get it right. I just want to tell you got it right. Amen? God say you got it right. Just keep on pressing on. Keep on allowing him to perfect the things in you that needs to be perfected. All of us got stuff in us that needs God to keep cleaning out. But you got to be honest enough with him to let him know that you know. You know, you ain't got to tell me. Sometimes you need to tell somebody else so they can stay in with you. So the strong bear the infirmities of the weak. Amen. But tell God. At least let him know you need a healing. You need a deliverance. That you ain't all that in a bag of chips. Amen. Hallelujah. Who has held the dust of the earth in a basket, or weighed the mountains on scales, and the hills in a balance. How great is our God? How great is our God? He's an awesome God. See, this is not joking. This is for real. If you don't believe this is for real, don't believe that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. If you don't believe this is for real, ain't none of it for real. This is who we serve. This is the God that we serve. The awesome, the mighty God that we serve. Hallelujah. Who has understood the mind? Who has understood the mind of God? No one. Nobody. I don't care how hard we try. We will never understand the mind of God. We do know that he loves us. But we don't understand that to the fullest. We will never understand that. I think when we get to heaven, we'll be learning every minute of every second. And we still won't understand the awesomeness of God. Amen? Who has understood the mind of the Lord or instructed him as his counselor? Can you tell him what to do? Have you ever told him what to do? Yeah, you have. Didn't make no difference, though. He did what he wanted to do anyway, because he's God. Amen? Yeah, you know. Whom did the Lord consult to enlighten him? And who taught him the right way? God has always been God. God will always be God. God will have all the wisdom and knowledge that anyone, well, more than we need. God is an awesome God. I just want to tell you that this morning. I just want to use this scripture. This is what hit me this week as I was babbling, going through, feeling bad, feeling good, feeling bad some more. And it just hit me how awesome God is. Why should I be concerned? He always said, Mama, why are you worry? Why do you stress? Because we all stress. We all worry. Stop lying and saying you don't. Yeah, we do. But first, then we have to shake ourselves. Yeah, we have to shake ourselves. I don't need to worry about this. Because God is truly in control. Amen? Who was it that taught him knowledge or showed him the path of understanding? Did either one of you do it? Did any 10 of you together do it? Did y'all hold a meeting and do it? No. Surely the nations are like a drop in a bucket. They are regarded as dust on the scale. He weighs the islands as though they were like dust, fine dust. Lebanon is not sufficient for altar fires, nor is animals enough for burnt offering. Before him, all the nations are as nothing. They are regarded by him as worthless and less than nothing. I think about all the craziness that's going on with Korea and Russia and United States and all these nations. Ain't nothing to God. Nothing. He made them all, you know? And if we don't worship him, we'll be just like Russia and Korea and the rest of them. You know, God say, I set up good kings and I set up bad kings. He set up bad kings to judge a nation. What nation y'all think under judgment? This United States. Know why? Because we're taking God out of everything. We're taking God out of the school. And so all we got is darkness where people go in and kill up our children. You know, we've taken God out the church. So all we got now, not all we got, but we got ministers that's molesting little children. Yeah, they're getting arrested every week. Yeah, they are. Thank God they're getting arrested every week because it's nothing but evil. Nothing but evil. We're taking God out of the church. Lord, saints of God, let's not take God out of this church. Let's not let 1 minute of this church, and I'm talking to us, we are the church, this is a building. Let's not let 1 minute that God leaves our heart. We don't want to do that. You don't want to mess with a God like we serve. You hear what I'm saying? We don't want to play with God. We don't want to fall in the hands of a angry God. Amen? Because God's word is true. Yay and amen. If he says so, that settles it. If he said we're going to be blessed, we're going to be blessed. If we turn around and mess up, and he said we're going to be cursed, we're going to be cursed. Because God will not go back on his word for me or you. If I got to live like something, Pastor, you got to live like something. You hear what I'm saying? God ain't got no favorite people. All of us are his favorite people. Amen? And all of us got to live like he said. Amen. I'm almost finished when I get ready. To whom then will you compare God? What image will you compare him to? As for an idol, a craftsman casts it, and a goldsmith overlays it with gold and fashions several chains for it. A man too poor to present such an offering selects wood that will not rot. He looks for a skilled craftsman to set up an idol that will not topple over. Now, what good would that do us in the trials and tribulations we're going through? I think about those little children in, is it Thailand? They worship idols over there. But see, they got a whole bunch of people praying for them now. You know, because I know we're praying for them every day. You know, prayer works. You know, you don't hear. They over there doing some stuff. But I don't hear nothing about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But you know something? God going to bring them children out anyway. Yeah, see, God, because the prayers of a righteous availeth much. And we're praying for those children to come out and that they will know who brought them out. Hallelujah. Two came out this morning. Amen. Some more going to come out because that's the God we serve. Hallelujah. Keep on praying. Keep on praying for look like what seems impossible. And watch God show us some mighty miracles. God getting ready to set up some miracles for you, saints of God, in the midst of you. Hallelujah. I ain't talking about giving you no whole lot of money or nothing. I'm telling you, you're going to see souls saved. You're going to see people healed. You're going to see people delivered. That's what we won't see. Hallelujah. We can't take no money to heaven in with us, Lord. But we certainly can take some souls with us. Amen? Hallelujah. We certainly can see people be set free from the hands of the enemy. Amen? Hallelujah. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? He sets his throne above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshopper. You're nothing but a grasshopper. You look like a grasshopper to our God, because he's a mighty God. Amen? He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spreads them out like a tent to live in. He brings princes to naught and reduces the rulers of this world to nothing. We see all the fighting going on with our leaders and our president and the presidents and the ministers around the world. Didn't take God by surprise. And he can stop it in a heartbeat. He can. He said he brings princes to naught and reduces the rulers of this world to nothing. No sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner do they take root in ground, than he blows on them and they wither. And a whirlwind sweeps them away like chaff. That's why we shouldn't worry about what's going on. We should pray, like he said. He said, pray for those in authority. We shouldn't be concerned. We shouldn't be afraid, you know, because God is still in control. Amen? To whom will you compare me, or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift your eyes and look at the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry hosts one by one and calls them each by name. I looked out my window last night. I saw something I have never seen before. I'm sure it was a star. I don't know what it was. But it looked big, and it was like a fire, like a ball of fire. And I got up and I looked and it was there. And I got up and looked. It stayed all night. But by morning it was gone. This is God. I think he just wanted me to see something different. Amen. He just wanted me to know, because he had been talking to me about how great he is, how magnificent he is. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Not one star is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and complain, O Israel, O God's miracle church? Why complain? My way is hidden from the Lord. My cause is disregarded by my God. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is an everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary. In his understanding, no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary. Was weary. Anybody been weary? Hallelujah. Anybody been tired? Hallelujah. Anybody thought they might want to give up? Yes. Yeah. Hallelujah. He said he gives strength to the weary and increased the power of the weak. Been weak, saints of God? Been mighty weak. But he gives me strength. Amen. Even youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary, and they will walk and not faint. That's us. We get weary. Don't pretend that I'm so strong all the time. Don't pretend I'm Pastor Scott, so I don't go through nothing. Biggest lie you could ever tell. Because if I don't go through nothing, then the evil one must already have me. Amen? Amen. If you ain't going through nothing, then you got to wonder if you're walking with God. Because if you're walking with God, you're going to go through something, thanks to God. If you're walking with God, everything ain't going to look good. Hallelujah. Minister Max, Michael, things ain't going to look good all the time. And that. And we can't fix it. We can't always fix everything. But those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and we'll mount up with wings of eagle. We will run, because we know the end. We know it's finished. When Jesus said it was finished, it's finished. We just had to walk through this. Amen? Hallelujah. Do you get an understanding of who our God is? He's a great God. He really is a great God. And read Psalms 145. That tells you some more about how great our God is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love you. I didn't even open my book up. I love you all. We are a good, good group of people. Y'all are good. I think about you all the time. I heard what Miss Lottie said. She didn't have to wonder if the people here loved her or not. You know, sometimes you have to wonder, do they really love me? I don't have to wonder that, you know, because I know we are a great, stabilized bunch of people. And I know God has made us many promises, and they're coming to pass every day, every day. I said, I love talking about the church that he's building. If you look at it, God promised. He said, how did them little bitty people, he said, people going to say, how did them little bitty people get that church? So many people didn't believe it. They didn't. So many people left before they saw the vision because they didn't believe. They thought we were a crazy little bitty people. But we were people that trust the great and mighty God. I believe that if God said it, see, we had no better sense than believe that. I come out of Baptist church that we ain't believe nothing. Honestly, we ain't believe nothing. We ain't believe nothing. We didn't believe in speaking in tongues. We ain't believe nothing. Didn't believe in taking the Bible to church. We ain't believe nothing. But then I met a bunch of crazy people. Look to my left. And together we grew and grew and grew. And if God said it, we were silly enough to get up in the middle of the night and run up and down the road. Yeah, we was. Yeah, we were silly enough to get up if the pastor said 12 o'clock at night we need prayer. We was there. If God said so and we believe God said so, whether he said it or not, he knew we believed that he said it. So he honored our faith in him. Let me tell you, God will honor your faith in you. Whatever you stand in need of today, whatever is going on in your life, whatever is going on in your children's life, God is going to take care of it. Just hold fast. He that waits upon the Lord shall renew his strength. Father, we praise you, dear God, for strength this morning.